Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. During spring training, fans of every major league team are inclined toward optimism. This time around, Bill Littlefield is especially interested in fans of the Cubs.
The Chicago Cubs are favored to win the World Series. Not favored by longtime Cubs fans, necessarily. Most of them probably know better. But according to the professionals in Las Vegas who keep track of such things, the betting public likes the Cubs in greater numbers than they like anybody else. Is it because Chicago hasn't been in the World Series since 1945 and hasn't won it since 1908? Are there lots of patrons of the Vegas betting shops who figure the Cubs are due? Or is it because the Cubs are good, because they were good last year, but then good turned to good old Cubs in the postseason? Have the gamblers forgotten that? Or is there some other dynamic at work in these spring training days when prospects are bright in each major league camp and nowhere is heard a discouraging word, at least on the record? If such a dynamic exists, perhaps it is emanating from none other than Donald Trump. I know, mixing politics and sports is a mug's game, but bear with me for just a minute or two. Marlene Ricketts, of the very same Ricketts family that owns the Cubs, recently donated $3 million to a super PAC dedicated to positioning somebody, anybody other than Donald Trump, at the top of the Republican ticket. Donald Trump learned of the contribution and tweeted the following: "I hear the Ricketts family, who own the Chicago Cubs, are secretly spending money against me. They better be careful. They have a lot to hide." You misspelled Ricketts there, Mr. Trump, but never mind. It's clear that you're not for the Cubs. Aha, goes the reasoning of various hunch bettors. How do I not bet against somebody nutty enough to deliver a threat via tweet? Let us call my accountant and get some potatoes down on the lads in Chicago.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, be sure to check out this week's show. We'll hear the chilling tale of a Nepal adventure that almost went horribly wrong when adventurers misgauged the thickness of river ice. We'll also look into how climate change is affecting winter sports, and we'll deconstruct Ernest Lawrence Thayer's classic baseball poem, Casey at the Bat. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.